This is Larissa, creator of MasterSelfLove.com and author of the Master Self Love blog, which is focused on building self-esteem and body positivity. I am a soon-to-be life coach. I want to teach women that they are powerful, purposeful, and valuable. So, and I just started doing these audio versions of my blogs because I eventually, which is super exciting, I want to turn these audio blogs into conversations with other people, with listeners, with people that are involved in the body positive community. So that I think that's going to be something to look forward to because I, you know, these topics on, you know, self-love, self-confidence, self-awareness, and body positivity especially, is just so great when you can talk to other people and really build that community and hear stories from other women on, you know, how they deal with things. And it's just a great way to build on your progress. So make sure to subscribe to our email list at MasterSelfLove.com so that you can get notifications of new topics and these audio versions, and then, you know, when the conversations or true podcast comes out, you can be alerted right away. And these audio versions are available at Apple Podcasts. If you just type in Master Self Love, it'll be there. But make sure to subscribe. So this week I wanted to talk about diet culture. So the title of this blog is Don't Hate the Dieter, Hate the Diet Culture. And I want to share a quote from Naomi Wolf. She's the author of the Beauty Myth book. I just heard about this quote. I just seen this quote today and I put Naomi Wolf's book on the website. So it's called The Beauty Myth, and it's about just, you know, about how images from the media, you know, really make us women obsess about dieting and just being perfect. So it's a book I bought the audio version because I, like I say, there's people that like audio versus reading it. But the link to her book is on the website. And we're going to talk about a few more books to read based on this topic of diet culture. But I want to share Naomi Wolf's quote, which is an amazing quote, and it kind of sums up what diet culture is. So, a culture fixated on female thinness is not an obsession about female beauty, but an obsession about female obedience. Dieting is the most potent political sedative in women's history. A quietly mad population is a tractable one. I was totally, like, I had written this blog before I even found this quote, and it was just, it was so amazing because it just, it really, really does give an amazing definition of what diet culture is and what it, all the negativity it promotes behind it. I mean, it's just, it's awful. Like, it's the same crappy culture as with, you know, that comes with images of being perfect, the perfect body. And it's just, it's the same thing, but with dieting and tying your worth to the food choices you make. So, and the reason this I wanted to talk about diet culture is because last week, Kim Kardashian, she received a lot of backlash, and rightfully so, from the body positive community, because she endorsed appetite-suppressing suckers, these lollipops from that flat tummy company who also sells, like, those, the magic tea to lose weight, you know, those, and I think shakes and others. It's a diet fad. So there was an actress, her name was Jamila, who starred in The Good Place, who was heavily a part of the body positive community. She, saw this endorsement and was just like, this is disgusting. Like, she expressed, and this is a quote from Jamila, "Maybe don't take appetite suppressors and eat enough to fuel your brain and work hard and be successful." I was so proud to see so many comments from women that telling, just expressing that they've had enough, like enough of giving a shit about diet culture and the pressure to be perfect. Because, and let's, I mean, come on. I mean, if you're going to any one of the Kardashians for any body positive inspiration, that's probably the worst place you can go. So, I mean, this, but it really, and I think it triggered a lot of people because this week was, or last week was Mental Health Awareness Week. And I think for a lot of people that struggled with eating disorders, it was just a slap in the face, And, it's, and as Jamila had said also, like, why can't women be concerned about changing the world and contributing to the world and with being intelligent and way more important things than weight loss? It's just, it's, and, but like I say, that's, the Kardashians are not the place to go for body positive inspiration. And the thing for me is that it's like be real. I mean, the Kardashians, I think Kourtney is really the only one that doesn't appear to have plastic surgery. And maybe Kendall. I think Kendall might have got a nose job. And I'm not like, plastic surgery is fine. Like, if you decide you want to do it for you and it's just something that will make you happy, like, do it. But don't come out and lie that you bought this flat tummy tea and appetite suppressing lollipops. Like, that's just, be real. And, it's just, for me, it's sad because Kim has so many followers and mostly women. Like, I don't even think men even really care about the Kardashians. Like, all I see is women obsessing about them, obsessing about their looks, and just, it's their fantasy, and women want to look like that. Their rich lifestyle is impressive, and it just really, but it's, we have to be careful about how we view ourselves when we view them and what they're doing. And so, to get back to the diet culture and why a lot of, and why people were so pissed off about this, is just, diet culture is a system that focuses on valuing someone's health based on how thin they are, and their moral character based on their food choices. So, when I first heard the term diet culture, I thought it meant, people's obsessions with the latest diet crazes, which that is what a diet culture is. But it goes so much deeper than that. And diet culture specifically targets women, and there's so much discrimination against anyone who's overweight, obese, and it just, there's so much judgment that goes along with that because we're taught by diet culture that thin equals healthy. And that's where they can get us with all these magic diet pills, these shakes, these programs that focus on weight loss. The focus is weight loss. It's not teaching you to be healthy. And they'll try to spin it on there, like say, oh, this, it's a healthy lifestyle. They'll add on the word lifestyle, but it really is just all about weight loss. It has nothing to do with nourishing your body or anything like that. And it's like it's a fabrication of lies of saying that you can't be happy if you have that extra 10 pounds. Like, it's just, you know, it really tells you that. Diet culture really tells you that. So that we can't possibly, you know, we put in our heads that fat is disgusting, and that sends so many wrong messages. And I see this when I post pictures on the Master Self Love Instagram. I'll put up pictures of women in bikinis of different body types, because if you go outside and people watch, people, there's no one person with the same body shape. So I'll put, you know, different body shapes, a picture of different body types in bikinis. And there's always those health concern trolls, which are usually white men, who say unhealthy, heart attack waiting to happen, they're gonna die early. You know, so tell me that diet culture hasn't created such awful stereotypes and discrimination against overweight people. Like, the women in the photos are not even obese, and those types of comments will be made. And that's what really, like, that's what really showed me the effects of diet culture, is comments like that. Just the straight up hate for anyone that's quote unquote overweight, or, you know, like I say, not even obese. And if they are obese, like, what gives you the right to treat people, like, degrade them and just call them lazy, stupid? Like, I mean, those labels are tied to obese and overweight people, and it's because of diet culture. And, you know, so that's why, so we punish ourselves, because it tells us what's bad, what, you know, you are what you eat, you know, all of that. It really gets into our heads, and it literally has women afraid to eat. And I'm talking about myself. Like, there's certain foods that I'm so terrified to eat, and in front of people, because it's like, you know, you're supposed to feel ashamed, instead of, like, why can't I just buy a donut because I want to, without having to punish myself and say, oh, you're gonna have to work extra hard at the gym, or you're so bad. You know, we put all these labels and question our morality, and it's everywhere. It's everywhere you turn. And people, you know, your family, your friends are embedded in it. So that's, you have to be aware that diet culture exists, and that it goes deeper systemically and politically, that it ties thinness to health and fat to unhealthy, which is not true. That's ridiculous. There's a lot of thin people with health issues, or who don't necessarily eat healthy, but nobody bats an eye for anybody that posts a picture. And so it's just terrible. And then diet culture, it overlaps with racism, classism, sexism, ageism. There's inequalities within our food system, and diet culture doesn't consider the different lifestyles and the different means of everyone. And, you know, it's sexist. You know, look at the commercials you see. Like, for a yogurt commercial, it's just about women. Special K, the weight loss, it's all targeted to women. Like, why can't men be on a diet? Like, when have you seen, you know, a commercial about weight loss focused on men? It's because it's not. It's targeted to women. And, you know, they're like, for example, Sonic, you know, they have those guys, you know, the funny guys, and they recently came out with two girls in commercials, and it's all about, you'll listen to those commercials, how different they are. They'll say about, oh, it's only so many calories, and you don't have to feel guilty. And it's like, why should we feel guilty in the first place, you know? So it's very specific to a certain sex, which is the female. And that's because women have more power than ever, and diet culture is made to distract women from contributing to amazing things of this world. Diet culture wants us to think we're not happy, and they need us to feel that way because, you know, the diet industry and beauty industry need our profits. We spend more money on beauty than education. Like, it's true. We need to stop thinking that beauty is all women should be and strive for. Like, let's teach our young girls, like, to be more and, you know, than just our looks, you know? It's so superficial. So how do we get rid of that diet mentality culture? It's gonna be tough. It's the same as learning to accept your body the way you are. Learning to accept your body as it is now and having a good relationship with the food are equally as tough because, as I said, the media and the beauty industry, the diet industry are telling us we cannot believe that we're okay at the weight we are now, at the age we are now. You know, it's always look 10 years younger. You know, we celebrate someone who loses weight more than, you know, someone who has an achievement in school. I mean, it's really, you know, so it's everywhere, and it's everywhere. You know, how do we get rid of this diet mentality, diet culture mentality? I mean, how do you get rid of that guilt or shame for eating quote unquote bad foods like pizza or donut? I mean, who doesn't love pizza? I mean, like, why should we feel bad about it? Or ice cream? Like, why do we have to call these bad foods? And I feel like, and there's so many diet programs out there, but why is obesity at an all-time high? It's because we're teaching people to suppress their appetite or restrict and go on programs that last, you know, a couple of months, instead of teaching health. They're not selling you health. They're selling you weight loss. That's not going to help anyone because life happens. Your weight will change. And you can't, I mean, if you're going to constantly be like monitoring it, you're going to drive yourself also mentally crazy. So diet culture doesn't take into account anything, you know, mentally either. Like, it doesn't, so it's not a healthy way of anything. So that's where you have to start enjoying your food and start saying positive things about food. Just like as I talked about in blog posts about accepting your body, you're gonna have to start saying positive things about your body instead of, oh, I need to lose weight. Say, you know, I'm happy that I have a body, you know, just start saying positive things. And so this goes with food, you know, stop saying things, you know, for instance, if I want a bagel, I have those habits in my brain of it goes off and I say, oh, what, you know, you want a bagel, but it's carbs are bad. Carbs, stay away from the carbs. It's going to go straight to your stomach. You know, all these negative things. But it's just, as I talked in a past blog post, you got to hush that inner critic or that diet culture critic. You got to hush your diet culture critic and say, you know what? I'm just going to go and get a bagel and eat it, enjoy it, and respect, you know, if my body is full, and then move on with my life. That's it. That's all you have to do. So start saying positive things. And like I say, you need to follow people who are similar on social media. Get rid of any social media that makes you feel bad about what you eat, that's constantly telling you to change something. So, you know, just be aware of it and start. I think that's a good start, is just being aware of it and see how often that diet culture critic pops up, you know. And just start there, being aware of it, and just stop the negative talk. And like I say, you can have a great relationship with food. So I've learned about an approach to having a better relationship with food, an approach called intuitive eating. And I've only been introduced to this approach for a little under a year now, and it's really already changed how much I view food and just am aware of what my body wants, what it's telling me, and really I feel like I wasn't eating enough because of the diet culture saying, oh, don't eat that, or oh, it's been, you know, diet culture says you can't eat past a certain time of night, and you know, there's all these rules. And it's like, with intuitive eating, it's an approach that honors your hunger and respects your hunger when it's full, and it doesn't tie morality to your food choices. So when I'm hungry, I eat. And if I'm craving something, I'll eat it. And I'm, like I say, I'm stopping the negative talk, just trying to, you know, give my body what it wants, nourish my body. And I feel like I'm eating more now, and it's just, I feel better, and I'm not feeling as guilty. And it's hard, it's a journey. I mean, if the majority of your life is, you know, having all these ads shoved in your face about, you know, what you should and shouldn't do, it's going to be really tough to break those habits. So I want to talk about intuitive eating a lot more next week, because it's such a big topic, and I'm going to talk about intuitive eating for, you know, years to come. So, because it's such an amazing approach, there's so much to learn about it, and so I want to talk about the benefits of it next week. So, and there's a book I highly recommend reading that goes into a deeper knowledge of what diet culture is and intuitive eating, and that's on my website, and it's called Intuitive Eating. So definitely look at that. And there's also another book called Health at Every Size, and this is going to talk about diet culture as well, and how, like, the medical field is so biased and discriminatory against people who are a certain size. And so it's really, you know, great to become knowledgeable about these topics, because it goes hand in hand with loving your body. So, because if you don't nourish your body, you're not going to give yourself self-care, self-love. You need to take care of yourself. And so that's, you know, it's highly important. So you can have a great relationship with food instead of feeling guilt, and nourish your body with intuitive eating so that you can live your best life and live it how you want, you know, to have true freedom. So I hope, you know, I brought some value to you in this topic. It's truly an amazing topic for me, and it's incredibly eye-opening. And so I just want to spread, you know, what I know to women out there, because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of women feeling guilty, saying they're bad for eating a donut, afraid to eat the donut. I'm just, you know, eat the freaking donut. So that's, I'm done with it. I'm done with diet culture, never dieting. I don't count calories. I'm done. You can do it too. All you women can do it. So please let me know if you enjoyed this topic, or if you're motivated by it, in the comments, or at Master Self Love on Instagram. Please follow us there for more daily inspiration. And I'll see you next week. Take care. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram @MasterSelfLove. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.